Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us this week. Going to have a lot of fun today. We got some fun stories to talk about. We'll talk a little bit about grizzlies being put into a town out west. That's one thing. And we're going to talk about my last trip to Lake of the Woods, some of the ins, the outs, the ups and the downs, and all the fun stuff that goes with that and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Hi, Donald.
Hello.
Ava.
Hello.
How things are going with you folks?
Crazy.
Yeah.
The girls are mobile now.
Oh, no.
Two of them.
The chase is on.
Yeah. All hell has broken loose.
Yeah, well, they all go in the same direction, right?
No.
No.
Yeah,
I know.
Why would they?
Yeah.
Don Cleaver knows. He's got granddaughters that are twins, and you see them quite a bit, so you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were just there last weekend. They had a birthday party. Already
herding
4 years
cats.
Old.
Herding cats.
Yep.
Well, I miss you guys. I got to go up to Lake of the Woods, Don.
Yeah.
Spent some time up there all
been
the way up.
Anxious to hear how that went.
Went to Flag Island, stayed up there at the resort, Flag Island Resort, great facility. Just absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, very, very cool place. Easy access, protected harbor, the whole deal. But normally in fall, we hit really amazing fishing.
Yep.
And this year we had warmer than normal water temp.
Yep.
By literally a day. The day we left, the air temp went to a high of 55 rather than a high of 75.
Right.
Or / 80. It's actually 85 two of the days.
Did you have bright sun while you were there?
And we had some bright sun.
Yeah.
And then we were there from a Saturday through a Wednesday, came back Wednesday. But Tuesday we had the wind kick in from the south. And if any of you guys have ever fished Lake of the Woods, and we're staying all the way up at the north side, there's two main bodies in the lake. The main body of the lake, the open body, is the lower portion of Lake of the Woods, wide open, like there's no protection anywhere. And then you've got the upper section where we were primarily fishing. But anytime you get a south wind and you're in exposed long range or long distance of open water, you're going to get some waves. And it changes the boat control to anticipated drift angle.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things, and it really comes down to a couple of things, Don, I guess when I first were laying out the story and I was thinking we want to talk about this, it until just now it didn't really sink in as far as, you know, in the fall you can get some winds. And when it comes to controlled drifting, you can really create some positive outcomes if you utilize your boat correctly. One of the things that comes up, let's say the wind is really light and you want to drift, boat speed can be critical. Lift your main engine up and it'll level out your drift. If you don't, what'll happen is that motor drags and it'll be bow being pushed by the wind first. And it's up to a certain speed, and I think it's about 10 miles an hour, where then it'll really start to be pushing the bow around. If you want to have that leveled out, lift that engine up, it'll keep you going at a faster speed. You're going to be just fine. The bow and the stern will drift at the same rate. Always leave the bow mount down, though. That'll allow you to adjust the drift angle. So everyone, if you're fishing out of the side of the boat, you're able to have a good spread of lines. And that's really the goal, keeping people fishing, people at an angle that's going to be appropriate for the weight that you have. And that's the other thing that's important. Try to be no more than a 45 degree angle with your line. So adjust your weights accordingly. Make it easy. Put a snap on your line. If you're using a bottom bouncer, put a snap on it and just be able to change from let's say, 1.5 ounces to 2 ounces with three people in the boat.
Did you have three people in the boat?
We had three people in the boat.
Okay, question. At what speed were you actually drifting?
It varied from a 0.6 when it was lighter wind. If we were drifting,
I mean, 25-mile-an-hour winds, I would think you'd be taking
drifting,
it up there.
We were drifting at about 0.9 to 1.1. And again, that's because you leave the bow mount down, you have the main engine down, you turn it so that it's going to hook more water in the hull,
right,
in the direction that you're drifting. So you turn the motor towards what direction it's drifting. Then the bow mount stays down and you put it at a light speed and then a light power setting. And that allows that boat to be level but slowed,
right,
with the wind. Now, it's going to vary. You're going to get wave surge, but heavy enough weight. And we caught fish in that condition, because you got a lot of broken light situations. And it was anywhere from 25 to 20, 19 feet coming up on some reefs. But being able to control your drift and judge. So wherever you're going to drift from, my recommendation is you're going upwind and you're trying to figure out where you're going to go, right? How the boat's going to drift.
Right.
You drive directly into the wind for a given distance where you can see the line on your plot track on your graph. Now you take that line and you draw that line, not necessarily draw the line, but take a mental note on where would you move your boat over to hit the spot you want to get to. Now, the ability for you to move laterally is relatively easy. If you have that bow mount down, you can pull the boat back. You can push the boat forward with the bow mount and still maintain complete control. That's the goal in a controlled drift. Being able to control the angle, but setting yourself up so you're targeting that spot. If you need to move over one way or another, you certainly can. And being able to move and find spots within a given, let's say you know fish are on one spot or you're trying to get to it, hey, adjust and use it accordingly and try to make a couple different passes.
How long of a drift were you doing most of the time?
Probably a mile, believe it or not.
On a drift that long, I like to use drift socks.
Yeah.
I can do exactly what you're saying with my back trolling motor by trying to stay on line to my target where I want to go.
Yeah.
And a drift sock out in the back and the front keeps your boat perpendicular to
it
the wind.
It can, but the thing is you don't necessarily need it. And that's where it comes down to it. If you don't have to, as a last absolute resort, if it's rough enough for me to put a drift sock out, odds are it's almost going to be unfishable. That's how bad it's got to be, because it was pretty rough.
Okay.
That was the big thing from my standpoint. So, yeah, it was fun. The one thing I would comment, too, is we couldn't get them on slow death. They bite the tail of the crawler off. We switched to the rig we used up a cab.
Yep.
I tied up some really long snells with a number 4 hook, bright green. And then pinched the tail of the crawler off, and we were able to put the hook in the crawler about 1.5 inches from the back. And it's literally, I put it down in 2 minutes, had a fish on right away, switched everybody over, and we really started hooking up because they were biting the back end of that crawler. They weren't positive bite, they were negative, and it was really a great thing once you got that nailed down. But so just let the fish tell you what they want, and you are going to have a much better day. We'll tell you what, stay tuned. We got more show coming up, and we'll be right back after this.